Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another edition of the series, What Happens After Death. So, in the previous discussion, we mentioned and we drew a contrast and a comparison between the pious believer or the impious and the unbeliever in terms of what happens now immediately after the questioning of Munkar, Nakir, etc. And I explained, it's like you've just checked in now, you're done with the flight, you're done with immigration. It's about now, what's going to be your temporary abode? A hotel is always a temporary abode. It's not your permanent residence. So we discussed it from the perspective of a believer. And then the opposite is true for the unbeliever. The believer is given clothes from Jannah. He's shown his abode in Jannah, but he's also shown Jahannam. So he can have a greater appreciation for what he has been saved from and what he has been granted. The grave is expanded, becomes very spacious, becomes very illuminated. It is adorned with greenery that will last up to the day of Qiyamah. And he is welcomed by his good deeds. And his good deeds give him the commitment that they will ensure that his stay in the barzakh now will be a pleasant and it will be a comfortable one. On the opposite side, the unbeliever, the impious, the grave is constricted, it crushes his ribs. He's shown his abode in Jahannam, he's shown what he missed out in Jannah, and the punishment begins. The punishment is meted out by an angel that cannot hear, cannot see. The screams and the shrieks of the one being punished is heard by all, even the animals on earth, except man and jinn. Now the believer, everything has been made so pleasant for him, so comfortable for him. He now says, can't I go back to the world just to tell my family what kind of delight and enjoyment is awaiting them on this side if they live their lives in the right way? And the angels will tell him, no, that is not possible. But don't you bother yourself with that now. You sleep like a newlywed would sleep until the day of Qiyamah, meaning you rest. Now, today, we take the discussion further and we talk about the soul's meeting. So a person passes away. Now, does he get to meet the souls of the people from his family, his friends, his acquaintances, his neighbors and colleagues, all who have passed on before him? We discuss a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anh, mentioned both by Imam Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then the souls of the believers are brought to him and they are overjoyed. More than one of you would be with the arrival of someone who has long been away. And these souls ask him, what happened to so-and-so and what happened to so-and-so? Others will implore, let him be. He's still in the anxiety of the world. Then when he is, he will ask, meaning the person who just passed on, has so-and-so not come to you? And they will say, no, we haven't met him. That means, unfortunately, he is not from the people of Aliyin. He's not from the believers or the pious souls. He's not from those who have been granted the glad tidings of Jannah. He's on the opposite side. May Allah protect us. So what we learn from this hadith and other hadith is that after death, you get a chance to meet the souls of those people from your family and those whom you knew who passed on before you. And they're very excited. They want news from what is happening in the world. They'll ask, how is so-and-so? How is so-and-so? And you'll respond and say, so-and-so is good. They'll ask, is so-and-so married? Did they get married? If your son, in one hadith it is mentioned, if your son has passed on before you, he will receive you just as someone receives a person who's come after a long journey. Those souls that have passed on before will be very happy to see you, and you will be very happy to see him, to see them rather. Yes, then they'll ask about a particular person and you'll be surprised. The person who has just passed on will be surprised and say, but he passed on before me. Have you not met his soul? And they'll say, no. Because only the pious souls will meet pious souls. And the impious souls will meet impious souls. The unbelievers will meet unbelievers. Then when they say, no, we haven't met him and he passed away before you, then they'll realize, oh, he's on the other side. He's in the group. May Allah protect us who are receiving punishment. Ubayd bin Umair said, the inhabitants of the graves wait in anticipation of news. When the deceased comes to them, they ask, what has happened to so-and-so? He responds, he's well. Then they ask, what has happened to so-and-so? He responds, he's well. Then they ask, what happened to so-and-so? And then he will keep quiet for a while and then say, has he not come to you as yet? Has he not arrived? Because he passed on before me. They will say, no. And he will then say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then he is on a different path. And then Ubayd said, if I did not have hope of meeting those relatives of mine who have already passed away before me, I would die grief-stricken. But it gives me great consolation to know that it's a temporary separation when somebody that I know has passed away, because very soon when I pass away, we all have to pass away, I will be reunited with them in the barzakh. So May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who will be reunited with the pious and believers who have passed on before us and who will pass on after us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.